Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Gadigal people.
Hey there, Bryce here with a quick message before we hop into today's podcast. We love pulling this podcast together for you, and we love that we can make it available each day for free. What we would love even more, though, is for as many kids as possible to be getting their daily dose of our sugar-coated broccoli. And that's where you can help. If you're listening on Apple and have a moment, we'd love it if you left a review and spread the love. It helps us grow, which is crucial if we're going to continue to do what we do. Thanks for your loyal support. And now it's time for the pod.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, March 23, in Squiz Kids Today. Big boost for Paralympians. The crocodile that came for lunch. A surprising artistic discovery. And here comes Lizzo. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
If you live in or have been to Brisbane recently, you will have noticed a lot of building activity going on. Well, that's about to step up another level with the announcement yesterday that a Paralympic Centre of Excellence will be built in Queensland's capital. For those of you who've been living under a rock or under that pile of dirty clothes in your bedroom, Brisbane is going to host the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. And yesterday, plans were unveiled to build a training and performance centre of excellence for Paralympians, with the hope that Australia brings home a haul of gold medals at upcoming Paralympic events. According to reports yesterday, of the 4.3 million Australians with a disability, only one in four of them take part in a sport, despite three quarters of them saying that they would like to. The new centre will feature training facilities especially made for disabled athletes, plus a wheelchair and prosthetics workshop. Prosthetics are artificial body parts, like legs, arms, and hands, which many Paralympians rely on to practice their chosen sport. Now, Brisbane 2032 might sound like a long way away, but in reality, it's only 9 years, which is perfect timing for you lot. It means that any one of you out there, if you put in enough practice and effort, is the right age now to possibly compete for your country in a homegrown Olympics or Paralympics. How cool would that be?
Spin the globe.
Each day, we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Paris, in France, where scientists and art historians have banded together to make a surprising artistic discovery. Back in the late 1800s, a group of painters who came to be known as the Impressionists created some paintings which are among the most famous, the most celebrated, and most expensive works of art in the world today. Artists including Monet, Degas, Cézanne, and Renoir. If you Google those names, you'll come across lots of paintings that you'd recognise. I've stuck links to some of them in today's episode notes. Impressionist paintings were well known for presenting a hazy, indistinct picture of landscapes and monuments. And now, a scientific study has found that part of the reason for the famous Impressionist haze may have been air pollution. Studies have shown that the times the paintings were being created coincided with some of the worst air pollution of the period called the Industrial Revolution, a period in history in which factories were popping up everywhere and chimneys belched smoke, and there was not very much in the way of pollution controls like we have today. So I'm not sure I'd say every pollution cloud has a silver lining, but you know what I mean.
Animal Kingdom.
Never smile at a crocodile. You've heard that song, right? Well, two South African retirees had to put this advice into action recently when a crocodile decided to join their picnic, uninvited. Rowena and Davout, both in their 70s, were enjoying a relaxing drive at a South African nature reserve 2.5 hours from the city of Johannesburg. They were hoping to catch sight of some local wildlife. They just spotted a cheetah. Tick. So they decided to pull over and set up for lunch by a river. The pair were just about ready to chow down when a clever crocodile sauntered up the riverbank and rested its snout on the couple's blue esky before snatching it up and carrying it back to the river. I've included video of the curious croc and the very surprised picnickers in your episode notes. Here's hoping the peskiest critters at your next picnic are just the ants.
Pop Culture Corner.
It's about damn time, came the cry from Aussie Lizzo fans yesterday when the flute-playing rap sensation from America announced that she'll be doing a mini tour of Australia when she's down here in July. Woohoo! Perth, Melbourne and Sydney are on Lizzo's list of cities that she'll be performing in, on top of her headline performance, of course, at Byron Bay's Splendour in the Grass Festival. The last time Lizzo came to Australia, she played a series of small gigs at places like the Sydney Opera House and Melbourne's Forum Theatre. This time around, though, she's hitting the stadium circuit, because her star now shines that much brighter. I'm marking my diary as we speak.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name one of the Impressionist painters that I named in today's podcast. Yeah, a bit of a toughie to kick proceedings off today, huh? I'll accept Monet, Renoir, Cézanne or Degas. And of course, you don't have to do the accent, that's just me. Question number two. In which country did a bunch of picnickers have an unwelcome crocodile guest? Yeah, that's right. It was in South Africa. Question number three. A centre of excellence for what athletes has been announced for Brisbane? Yeah, that's right. It's a Paralympic centre of excellence.
Yeah! Shout outs.
It's March 23. Today is World Meteorological Day. Meteorology, of course, is the study of weather. So today's a great opportunity to pause and consider what a huge role weather plays in all of our lives. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Lacey from Holsworthy, Connor from Macquarie Links, Carson from Canberra, Emerson from Crackenback, Lily from Riverside, Honey from Wodonga, Jed from Brigadoon, Flynn from Northmead, Oliver from French's Forest, Oliver from Mossman, Palsona from Katarita, Karen from Portland, and Franca, who's listening all the way over there in Singapore. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Noah from Wakeley, Hayley and Charlie from Pitt Town, Kawara from Portland, and Neve from Darlington. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Year 4 with Miss Renata at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Catholic School on Thursday Island. Room 7 with Ms. Campbell at Belmont Intermediate School in New Zealand. Class 6M and Mrs. Piratos at St. Patrick's Catholic Primary School in Sutherland. Class 4SO and Mrs. O'Reilly at Albany Hills State School. And finally to Class 5-6E and Mr. Denatris at Dandenong South Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up, then you'll want a shout-out. Or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.